Today on Soundtrack Alley Spotlight, I'll be discussing Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves from 1991. It's one of my favorites from that year. I know you may not think it's very good, but to me, it's my favorite Robin Hood film. I'll discuss the plot just a bit and delve into the score by Michael Kamen. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, I am Randy Andrews. I'm your host for this episode on Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. This film is directed by Kevin Reynolds, and I believe it's one of the best Kevin Costner films out there, and one of the best Robin Hood films that I know of. And there's been several iterations of Robin Hood, and to me, this one is the best. So here's the basic plot. Nobleman crusader Robin of Locksley breaks out of a Jerusalem prison with the help of a Moorish fellow prisoner, Azim, who's played by Morgan Freeman, and travels back home to England. Upon arrival, he discovers his dead father in the ruins of his family estate, killed by the vicious Sheriff of Nottingham, who's played by Alan Rickman. Robin and Azim join forces with the outlaws, Little John, who's played by Nick Brimble, and Will Scarlet, played by Christian Slater, to save the kingdom from the sheriff's villainy. When Kamen succeeds in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the score exhibits flashes of greatness, and these highlights are enough to supply the work with its lasting reputation. Interestingly, however, aside from the song and the associated package suite of music from the score arranged for the original album, which we'll play music from today, the remainder of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves exposes a score that badly underachieves. Kamen's concepts for the film are fine. In fact, his primary themes are quite adept at compensating for the lack of energy and passion in the performances on screen. The bold fanfare that opens the film is provided faithfully by Kamen for moments of Robin's heroic actions throughout the story. The initial rhythmic cello motif, artificially spliced into several transition scenes, and has been used several times throughout the course of history since, and the first three rising notes of the main theme exist almost everywhere. Its use to yield an unresolved broken chord during the finale closure is quite different. In the heart of the film, the training sequence offers the most satisfying full presentation of this theme. It's highlighted by repeated gong strikes, but dogged by wildly exposed trumpet lines, which is really cool. The incorporation of the music's longer, fluid melody into the score as Maid Marian's representation makes for two very easy and enjoyable string and woodwind-led performances. First, in Maid Marian, and then in Marian at the waterfall. Such unrestrained romanticism is actually in short supply for this score, though the fluttering oboe solos that accompany Marian here and elsewhere are a nice touch. For the casual listeners, Marian and the waterfall will highlight the score as it features heavier string textures for the drama of the love story. When Kamen attempts a lighter touch in his folksy source material or cues for the antics of the merry men, the score becomes somewhat silly, with bouncing and prancing rhythms more appropriate for the Mel Brooks parody of Robin Hood Men in Tights, and supplying too much comedy for that context. Kamen didn't spend a significant amount of time concocting memorable motifs for the secondary characters. Much as with the stewing woodwind work in Sir Guy of Gisborne, it's understated and somewhat bland, but there exists an identity. And even with the cue of the sheriff and his witch, which we will not hear today, it resorts to underdeveloped groaning and whining string textures. Listeners expecting to hear fantastic orchestrations are often met with lifeless solo lines mixed too far back to make a positive mark on the whole. However, while the main theme does mark some action highlights in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, there's cues for action which are with the fight scenes, which are amazing. Many of them with A Prisoner of the Crusades and the abduction and the final battle at the gallows. It really shows that the score has several notable 4-star highlights littered throughout. And to me, many of the score's best moments are frightfully rough in tone, which is perfect for Michael Kamen's work. He did a valiant attempt with Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. It's not on the level of, say, Willow or John Debney's Cutthroat Island, which later on in my show I will be covering. Love that film and the score. It's a highlight of the endeavor. And with Kamen and even Brian Adams, he wove that theme into the score, and it truly was amazing. For many enthusiasts, Entrada Records released an outstanding presentation of the score in 2018, greatly expanding its material and arranging it in order to originally intend for the appearance of the film. And I highly recommend you seek out that release. It's around $20, I believe, $20, $25. So it's fantastic, and it really shows the true adventurous nature that Kamen was able to present. So today, I'd like to play a few cues for you. First, I'd like to play the main title overture and The Prisoner of the Crusades, and then Sir Guy of Gisborne and Escape to Sherwood Forest. These really give us the setup for what happens in the film, and I love how Kamen really shines with his score. Even though some may criticize his work here, I really love it. It helps the film and really opens up his broad way of scoring. So I hope you enjoy these cues.
Thank you.
Next, I'd like to highlight the cues Maid Marian and Training, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. These two cues are actually very polar opposites. Maid Marian is soft and gentle with the main theme woven into it, and then Training is an action music, straight up. And both keep their place, and I love both of them. And so I hope you enjoy these and can appreciate them.
Thank you.
Sadly, we've come down to another end of Soundtrack Alley Spotlight. I'd like to thank Alexander Schiebel for composing Soundtrack Alley's theme music. Find his work at xanderscores.com. Lastly today, I'd like to play Marion at the Waterfall and the Abduction of the and the Final Battle at the Gallows. I love these two cues as well, because they also are polar opposites. Kamen gives us a classic Western music intermixed with the full orchestral textures and really hype up the action for us. Anyway, I've enjoyed sharing this music with you, and you can find me through SoundtrackAlley.com and email me at SoundtrackAlley@gmail.com for any comments, questions, or concerns. Find the podcast through Anchor.fm, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. So until next time, enjoy and happy listening. Thank you.